If you feel lost and confused in your life about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, why do you think the way you think, which thought is right, which thought is wrong, this is Brown Santa talking to you about the matters of head and your heart. Keep listening, boo-boo. I love you.
Hi again. I'm doing this podcast right now while I am driving. I don't know why. A lot of thoughts come to my mind when I'm usually driving or I am taking a walk. What I used to do was I would get an idea and then I would think like, oh, I will pursue this idea and make a podcast out of it, or talk about it, or maybe write about it when I get home. But when I would get home, the idea used to just go away, and I didn't realize that I need to pursue the idea of anything, whatever comes to the mind. Like if there's an idea that I need to pursue, the idea needs to be pursued right on that moment. It's not going to wait for you, because it's kind of like a wave. Every idea is like a wave. When it comes, either you can choose to ride it right there, or what I used to do is wait, because sometimes you're not in a position. You're driving a car, or you're riding a motorcycle, or you're busy in a meeting, you are busy with life, doing things that needs to be taken care of, and in the middle of that life that you're living, the idea doesn't really kind of, I can say, respect your time. It's just like that. The ideas don't respect your time. They will come when they will come. And when they come, either you pursue them or you postpone them. And in most cases, if you postpone them, they're not going to be as potent. They are not going to be as the gravy of that idea is not going to be as thick as it could have been if it is pursued in the moment, as compared to when you wait for some time so you can put down the idea. It's not going to be as connected on a deeper level when you will try to execute that idea. So this is something I have been learning lately. Like last night I was taking a walk and I needed to go to the ATM. And while I was walking towards the ATM, I usually don't walk much. I work out and stuff, but I don't walk at night much. It's not so safe in Hollywood to walk, especially with the genetic makeup I have. So I took a walk because I didn't want to move my car because of parking, and it's fucking hard to find parking in Hollywood. That's another pain in the ass, but it's okay. I have learned to live with it. I have worked my way around it. So coming back to the original topic, that last night I had to take a walk, and I went for a walk, and I was listening to some Don Shirley jazz music, I mean classical music, he is something I really discovered lately from the movie called The Green Book. I fucking love his music and I love the movie Green Book. It was dope. I think everybody should be watching that movie. Mahershala Ali just nailed it. He just killed it. I feel like Mahershala Ali is like Denzel Washington 2.0. And I love Denzel Washington. I think everybody should be watching The Green Book without any doubt. So coming back to the topic, I was listening to Don Shirley's music and an idea came to my mind. And I was only like a block away from my home. So an idea is like a stew. It's like a stew in your head. In the beginning, the stew is cold, you know? So the more time you give it to heat up, the better it keeps getting. So by the time I reached my apartment in like 5 minutes or maybe less, the stew was hot. I started writing, and it became a 1 hour long movie. Just a small little idea I got from taking a walk. And from that experience, I also learned that whenever an idea strikes to my mind, I need to pursue it right in that moment. Stop whatever I am doing. And if you can, I mean, in my case, my ideas are much more important to me than anything else. So I stop whatever I am doing and either I will write it or I will make a voice note of it. Whatever the idea is, I will let it, organically ferment in my mind, and then I will, once I have made a written note or voice note or pursued the whole thing all the way, like it happened last night, I won't continue with my regular life. I feel like a lot of things, every idea that comes to your mind, if it hasn't been documented, it will go away. It's like a cloud. It will go away. It's not going to be there forever. And if you don't respect it, if you don't respect the process of bringing ideas to life, then they will just move on, and your life keeps moving on, and you just keep passing on, from jumping from one idea to another, and we end up never turning any idea to life. So this is something I wanted to share with you guys. Like, everybody gets ideas. There is no one who don't get ideas. Somebody gets an idea to write, somebody gets an idea to make a movie, a song, a rhyme, a rap song, or a painting, or writing an idea about a book, or whatever form of, or a business idea. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything artsy. I mean, if the kind of person you are, depends the kind of thoughts that runs in your head are going to decide what kind of ideas you get. So if you are a businessman, you will get business ideas, and if you are an artist, you will get artsy ideas. So me being an artist, I get all the ideas about the work, the kind of work I do. So it's, if you get an idea, I would definitely, and you are somebody who wants to bring his or her ideas to life, I would definitely encourage you to pursue it right in the moment when it shows up. and respect the process of bringing ideas to life. And at the same time, you might have a different relationship with the kind of work you do and the way you pursue things. And this is something that I go through. So if there is somebody who can benefit from this thought that that I felt like I wanted to share, I will be glad. There's nothing more I don't get any more happiness from something other than if I can make a confusion in someone else's head, give it turn it into a clarity, turn a confusion from somebody's head into clarity, sourcing it from my experience. And if it works for you, good. If it doesn't work for you, then you gotta figure out your own chemistry, like the way I am doing every day. Every day is a new learning process. Every day is a new way I deal with myself. And every day I discover things about myself that I did not know as an artist. The way I work, the way my art works, the way my brain is built or my body responds. So this is something I wanted to share. Actually, I started this podcast to talk about something else, but it totally became about pursuing an idea, the way we pursue our ideas. So I guess I'll just let it be. It's okay. What I wanted to talk about, it was something different. I will start talking, we'll make another podcast about it. But this idea about talking about pursuing an idea was never an idea in my head. It just came in the moment and I pursued it, and I'm going to let it be. It's okay. It's okay to just let it be. Thank you.